from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Kulak to play it. Bryce Edel spins in his own zone. On the tape to Perry. A touch over the line for Nurse. Back to Corey Perry. Right on. Loose the front. Scores. Ryan McLeod. And the Oilers are on the board.
Newest Buffalo Sabre, Ryan McLeod. Scored some big goals for the Oilers. 3 in the finals. So he got scratched that one game. But as I mentioned, like McDavid, Draisaitl, Nugent Hopkins, Henrik, just it's hard to carve out a spot. He scored 3 goals in the 6 games he played in the finals. Only one other playoff goal. It was their first playoff goal for the Oilers. So he had a long middle there where he didn't score. But it's not his role also. 12 goals last year, 11 the year before that. Defensive stalwart, fast, third-line center of the Buffalo Sabres, Ryan McLeod. It's Jeremy and Joe. Jeremy off until training camp. Sal's in this week. I'll take some of your phone calls on the Sabres trade and get to, like, if this is it. Is this enough? How are we feeling if this is it? Paul in Buffalo is next up. What's up, Paul?
Hey, guys. Hi, Joe. Hi, Sal.
Hi.
For me, I'd say about 3 years ago, I called the Much Bailey, Hoog, Howard and Jeremy show, and I said, you know, there's two types of fans, fans of the NHL roster and fans of the prospect pool. And for me, a fan of the NHL roster, I can say definitively for the first time in 5 years, the NHL roster is the organization's priority. And I mean, I've criticized Kevin Adams enough. I'd like to say thank you, Kevin Adams, for making the NHL roster the priority. I mean, I care nothing about a second-round pick from Beck Malenstein. And I said the day before they drafted Savoy, they shouldn't make the pick. And I said after they drafted Savoy, he will never impact our roster. I guess he's impacted it as a third-line center. What I would like to say to Kevin Adams, if you can't trade for a top-six player to complete this roster, and I think it would be a complete roster with a top-six forward, offer sheet Quentin Byfield, because every team in the league already treats the Buffalo Sabres like a bullied kid. And until you fight back as a bullied kid, you're just going to get bullied. So offer sheet Quentin Byfield. And if that doesn't work, offer sheet the next best player. And if that doesn't work, offer sheet the next best player until we have our top six winner, because we bought one out for some reason. Guys, have a good show. Thank you.
There is a point in here that I agree with. But not the only point, but I mean, thanks for the call. Well laid out, well thought. I understand completely what Paul is talking about the prospects and the two kinds of fans, because it's not just two kinds of fans. I think as any fan, you love hearing you have the best prospect pool in the league. We all do. Mm-hmm. Joe, you've had, who is it, what's the guy that comes on to talk about prospects and the best prospect pool you have
Chris
on?
Chris Peters.
Chris Peters is one of them. There's another
Hadi
person.
Kalikash.
There's another one that writes.
Scott Wheeler. There's a lot of prospect
starts
guys, sorry.
Starts with a P, sorry. Anyway, he comes on and he does the ranking of the prospects every year, prospect pools. Either way,
yeah,
we've had him on. And it's always great to hear, yeah, Sabres, number one, number two, right? Always the top prospects, the guys that they have. And that's nice. I love it. I love hearing it too. But I'm going to ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
If they don't make this trade, where does Matt Savoy play this year?
That's the thing.
Where does he play?
Well, really, if they don't make this trade, I said this a couple weeks ago, like, I think you have to, I think I want him at third line center. But it wasn't even because I thought that would go well. It was just, I didn't like what they had, and like, okay, maybe this will work. There really wasn't a spot, there was not an obvious spot.
And if Matt Savoy is your third line center on opening night.
That's really questionable.
That's not something we're all really excited about, other than you have a really high prospect that we're excited to see.
Yeah.
But you're not thinking about them taking the next step and making the playoffs if that's really what your plan is
right.
at third line center. So I agree with when Paul says, hey, it's great to think about all these prospects for people, but at some point you have to make your roster better.
Right.
And I said the same thing last week. Look, again, folks, I love having Matt Savoy. I love having all these great prospects. Give me all the prospects to be, yeah, we're set up for many years. But holy cow, how many times have we heard how many times they're set up for the next several years and it hasn't transitioned and it hasn't actually happened? So if this is what you have to do to make the big club better, then you do it. And that's where I fall on this, which is it's time to, what is the, what's the line in Shawshank? Get busy living or get busy dying, right? I mean, for so long, we've just been getting busy dying at the NHL roster because we've been so worried about or thinking about in love with the prospect pool.
Yeah.
It's prospect fatigue is what Jeremy called it.
There's definitely, there's so much prospect fatigue. He could have even been the third line center this year. Like, it wasn't impossible. But I've criticized them for not being like a real NHL team.
Mm-hmm.
And even still, some of that's true, but they definitely went against that on Friday in a good way. Like, real NHL teams that are trying to make the playoffs, that are desperate to win, like that above all else, that's what they're trying to do. Generally, those teams do not just sit around and wait for 18 and 19-year-olds to come save the day. And Matthew Savoy, opening night as your third-line center, would that have been interesting? Would that have been even exciting a little bit? Yeah, sure, because it's new and you don't know what it's going to look like. So there's an untapped potential there. Sure, it could not go well at all, but on the flip end of that, maybe it goes great. He was a top 10 pick. Maybe he's the exact thing you're looking for to replace Casey Mittelstadt as that third line center. But a team that is acting like we have to make the playoffs this year doesn't just sit around waiting for the 19-year-old to come save them and come fill in their roster spot. That's not what Toronto would do. It's not what the New York Rangers would do. It's not what Carolina would do. It's not what the Edmonton Oilers would do. If these teams have major holes on their roster, they will go fill them at all costs. And sure, I do think the Sabres overpaid in this deal, but the one benefit that all those teams I just mentioned have is they're basically open for business for every player in the league. And again, until the Sabres win, I just don't know. I don't know to what extent their challenge is of if they want to go get a third line center, if they want to go get the player that Matt Savoy is worth. Because do we want to all agree Matthew Savoy should fetch you a better player in a deal than Ryan McLeod? I won't disagree with you on that. What I might say, though, to that is the player that Matthew Savoy is worth in a deal, I don't know if that player is saying yes to you. And that is a real problem that the Sabres have that probably doesn't fix itself until they win hockey games. You mentioned Savoy and prospect fatigue and best prospect pool in the league, at least deepest. I know Some would have them even ranked high. I saw like Byron Bader's one. There are a bunch of prospect guys that have them ranked a little bit lower than that. But even like him, he has the Sabres ranked like eighth or something, but he, I think, has called them the deepest pool in the league. Like, they might not have that high-end, you know, Connor Bedard-level prospect in their pool right now, but there's just so many of them.
Right.
There are, with Savoy in the picture, and he's not anymore, but when he was, you had six forward prospects. Let's look at their depth chart. Let's look at how it looks right now. Six first-round forward prospects that have either just made the NHL or are about to. So that includes, I'll include Zach Benson for that. That's where I'll put the cutoff. Look at their top six right now.
It's funny to me that, and I'm not pushing against it. Yeah. I just think it's wild we consider Benson a prospect, which he is, but he played a full NHL season and played well.
He is. I'm going to include him in
this
just
for the sake of it. But he is a prospect, but he's second-year guy now.
The reason I won't put him, that I'll include him still, is he still hasn't reached his place in the lineup that you'd expect him to.
Okay,
maybe
right
now he will.
Okay.
Because right now, let's look at their top six on the NHL roster and whether how long they're going to be here. Tage Thompson, not going anywhere, under contract. Alex Tuch, not going anywhere. What, he's got 3-4 years left in his contract? He's not going anywhere. J.J. Paterka, he needs a contract next year, but a restricted free agency and whatnot. J.J. Paterka is not going anywhere. Three, my top line, you can play around with combinations if you want, but my top three forwards are locked in. Okay, after that, Dylan Cousins, signed for 7 years. Jack Quinn, RFA next year, don't expect at all he's going anywhere soon. That's five. Five of my six, my top six, five of them are probably not going anywhere for what, 5 years?
Well, that's fine. How do you feel about the five? Because there's one thing to say, they're not going anywhere, and yeah, I feel good about that. Or, boy, they're not going anywhere, and I don't know how that really looks for me then, and if I'm going to be stuck in neutral.
That's a different part of this, and I think we can talk about that too. The point I was trying to get to is, and that's a good extension off that, but what I was saying is, I guess what you're saying is true, too. You could move those guys out. Maybe that's what would happen, is someone from their top five would say, hey, you're not cutting it as much as we hope, so we got to drop you down.
Mm-hmm.
But for now, those five are all in your top six.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like all those other prospects are battling for one spot. And others will make the third line. Others might even make the fourth line.
Give me the prospects that are battling.
Benson. And Kulik,
mm-hmm.
and Oslund, and Roseanne, and now Hellenius. Savoy's not even in the picture now. All I need is one of those five to become a top six guy, and the rest of you, if you just become good bottom six forwards, I'm good.
Are you throwing a dart again like you did at wide receiver? Is that what you're doing here?
A little bit.
One of them's going to hit?
No, I hear you.
I agree. It sucks when you hear about how great of a prospect Matt Savoy is for the last few years, and it's giving you some sort of hope for a team that has not made the playoffs in 13 years, and then poof, he vanishes for a guy that was a healthy scratch one time in the NHL Stanley Cup Final, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I get it. I totally understand that from any fan's perspective. But it's been 13 years, and they've had the best prospect pool or one of them for the better part of the last five or six of those, and they still haven't made the playoffs. What do you want to do?
Yeah.
Well, it's a price.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the Markable Fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Face to pay, but you got to get better. It's time to win. Mm-hmm. I get it. I understand why they did it.
And do we believe he'll help them win? Because I do. I think McLeod is going to help them win. I think he is one of the better defensive centers in hockey. Evolving Hockey, who puts a lot of their numbers into, you know, percentiles. They do their player cards. They have, like, goals above replacement numbers. I don't need to get too into the weeds on it. They had him as, like, a 97th percentile defensive center. Like, they have him, at least, as one of the better defensive centers in hockey. Like, and he's and offensively, I don't know. You mentioned earlier, like, we don't know the ceiling on him. He might have more offensively. I don't know if I want to bank on that. But defensive zone starts. He always starts in his own end. Why? Because if they have a face-off next to the opposing goalie, guess who's going out on the ice? McDavid or Dreisaitl. McLeod's not going out
right
there. Guess who's playing power play at center for them? McDavid, Dreisaitl, Nugent Hopkins. He has 1 point in the last 2 years on the power play. I'm not saying he'll be on the number one unit for the Sabres. Maybe he'll be on the number two. But Edmonton, any offensive situation, he just wasn't even a thought because they have the best centers in hockey. Here, he's going to get an opportunity for growth offensively in addition to what he already does defensively, which I think is going that part alone is going to help them win hockey games.
How much? I don't want to say they wouldn't make the trade if this weren't the case. But the big part of this, too, is Lindy is the coach.
I think all of their offseason moves probably have a light on Lindy's design.
Yeah, right? I'm not or telling you that Kevin Adams doesn't make this trade if Don Granato's still the coach. He might do that because of the pressure on the organization and Kevin Adams to win.
Yep.
But certainly, you'd have to think, this is the exact kind of player Lindy Ruff loves. He is the exact. And quite honestly, Matt Savoy might not be.
Mm-hmm. How many of those types of guys does Lindy want? How many kids also does Lindy want, right? Like, hey, we've got... Hey, what do we got to work with here? Oh, I got all these 18, 19, and 20-year-olds. Like... this guy's 24 over here. I can get him. He's 24 years old. He's played in the playoffs every year of his career.
Right, right.
I could see that too. Like Lindy, what do we expect now from Lindy? Because one point that I've made when they signed him or when they brought Lindy back is he'll often adapt to what he has. And he's done that throughout his Sabre career and even past that, New Jersey, Dallas. If Hasek's his best player, if Miller's his best player, he'll lock it up and play defense. If he's got Briere and Drury and Vanek and Roy and Connolly and a million other skilled forwards, what are they going to do? They're going to be the best. They're going to be the highest scoring team in the league. He did that with the Devils, by the way, 2 years ago. One of the highest scoring teams in the league, young, fast, but now it's more like, okay, he's in those meetings. And Adams is making the final decisions, but Lindy's input is there. He's talked about that. Any relationship between GM and coach in the league seems to have at least some of that. So what is the design of the roster and what can Lindy do with it? And what does Lindy want with it? And I think what we're seeing is a very clear intent to be more buttoned up and to be more mature defensively than they've been for 3 years. Don Granato played there were two things that went wrong last year. What did they want to do with their style? They talked about it. I don't know if it didn't work on the ice.
Last year.
They
wanted to be a little bit more defensive responsible after the previous season on how great they were offensively, but felt they weren't as good as they should have been defensively.
Exactly. That's exactly what they wanted to be. And you might have had two things that were working against you. You had a head coach that for years had been preaching to these players, hey, outscore your mistakes. Don't worry about making mistakes. Go be you, have fun, score, be fast. You know, like we're going to outscore our mistakes. Like Granato had a certain mindset about this team for multiple seasons, and I don't doubt that he was trying to relay a different type of style to the players last year, but does it hit the same way? You know, like when a guy's been telling you to play a style for years and now suddenly we're changing that, but it's the same voice, you know, like how seriously are you going to take it? I don't know. And in addition to that, was their roster built to play differently? Was their roster built to play that way? I think we saw, especially from their bottom six players, the answer was no. They were not ready to play that way. Now I've got a coach that has coached that way tons of times in his career that is, you know, new voice in the room with the message coming in from the start. Like, this is going to be how we play. No, we used to play this way. Now we're going to change it. Like, no, this is what Lindy Ruff is coming here to coach. And every player they've brought in speaks to playing more buttoned up, playing more defensive when they have to, playing more mature. I mean, that's exactly what McLeod is. That's exactly what all those fourth liners, Malenstein, Lafferty, and Obey Kubel, all speak to. All of them are good defensive players. And most of them, other than McLeod, are physical players. So, to me, last year when they wanted to play a style that was more defensively responsible, I don't think they were capable. Now I feel like they're capable. At least in the defensive end, I feel like they are now actually capable of doing it.
A big issue last year, though, was the top six, or let's just say the top three or four, not scoring.
Yes.
Right?
Yep.
The question I have is, does this change and allow them to be better there? Because if that doesn't happen, it's all for naught, to be honest. They have to score more. Tuck, and I know he had some injury. I'm sorry, Thompson, I know he had some injuries.
Mm-hmm.
Alex Tuck, Dylan Cousins. These guys have to score more. And you just got rid of Jeff Skinner.
Yeah.
Right? Who could maybe still score 30. Who knows? 25 goal scorer, whatever.
Yeah.
Okay? Maybe. The thought could be, and I think this is what the thought is, we get better in our bottom six, it allows those guys to accentuate what they do better. They don't have to be, I don't want to say it like irresponsibly, they don't have to be the most defensive, responsible guys. If other guys in the lineup are actually pulling that, they can do what they do a little bit better, right? But Joe, as much as you talk about, and you're right, the bottom six being more better and lifting up the bottom, and they're going to be more defensive, responsible, I still need those guys to score.
And
you just took away one of their best goal scorers from that group.
It's the thing.
And haven't replaced them.
It's the thing that's holding me back from saying they're a better team. Like, I think their bottom six is better. The thing, like Adam said last week, and actually this was before they made the McLeod trade, they were a much better team on paper than they were last year. And even after the McLeod trade, the reason I'm still hesitant to say that is I still don't feel like they have enough goal scoring. At least I'm worried about it. At least I'm concerned about it. I think for that to happen, I've got a lot of ifs at the top of the lineup. I need the ifs of, is Cousins going to bounce back? Is Thompson going to bounce back? Is Quinn going to stay healthy? Is Benson going to take a big step from year one to year two? Did Zucker just have a bad year scoring 14 goals, or has he hit the cliff? Is he old? I've got a lot of ifs. And last year they, you know, we can talk about defensively responsible, how that was a problem for them and how being tough to play against was a problem for them. You know what else was a problem for that team last year? Scoring goals. They were not a great goal scoring team last year. They were an outright bad power play team last year. And let's quickly on that before we take a break. Power play. Is their power play better?
I don't know.
That was maybe the worst part of their team last year was their power play. Any element of their roster, what was the worst thing they did last year?
It has to be. This goes back to what I was just saying, which you're right. If the power play is going to be better at this point, it has to be internally better. They didn't do anything to improve it externally.
There's no different personnel, not in the first unit.
The only thing that can be better is if they design it differently, coach it differently, and those guys just finish. I don't know.
That would be it. Matt Ellis got a lot of criticism last year as an assistant coach, being in charge of the power play, that, hey, it was a coaching thing. Well, all right, well, let's see. because players are the same. Mostly, Skinner will be different. Skinner out and probably Quinn on that unit. Maybe they'll try Paterka. Maybe we'll see. The coaching element would be the difference. If we all thought Matt Ellis was the problem with their power play, well, now Lindy and one of his assistants are going to be running that thing. I mean, we're about to find out if it was the players or if it was the coaching. Because Skinner off, and I guess I put Quinn or Benson. It's pretty much the same, though, otherwise. 803-0550 is the phone number if you've got a thought on the Sabres in the big picture here. We've got Paul Hamilton coming up at 8 o'clock. There was a football tweet overnight, though, that I want to touch on when we get back. Comparing quarterback generations, Scott Kazmir had a tweet that I very much disagreed with, and I want to get in on when we come back. It does include Josh Allen, this conversation. Bills training camp, by the way, is 16 days away. 2 weeks from Wednesday, right?
Yes, first practice. They report 2 weeks from tomorrow.
2 weeks from tomorrow.
I think I have to look at the schedule. Maybe the rookies are same. Usually rookies come in a little earlier, but that's not a big deal.
Is that when you report?
Mark Inouye. No, I'll be there the 23rd. Probably the night of the 23rd staying into or going up that Tuesday morning.
Gotcha.
Wednesday morning, sorry.
It's coming quick. A couple weeks away. Jody Biasi, Sal Capaccio, timeout here. Quarterback tweet from overnight that I got to get in on. That's when we come back here on WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.